Hi, hello, how are you, sunshine? Welcome to the Waves of Joy podcast. My name is Shauna Diddle. I am a small town girl from upstate New York. I'm a diagnostic medical sonographer, a certified personal trainer, digestive health specialist, six-figure entrepreneur, future functional medicine doctor, and conscious joy spreader. I am obsessed with helping you navigate the undercurrents of life. The time we spend together will teach you how to live simply, leave the mundane, travel the world, demystify happiness, and radiate joy. So get ready to massively uplevel your life starting today. As we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence actually liberates others. Marianne Williamson. Today I want to talk about how I was feeling when I left the country for the first time in a year. My first travel truly by myself since being in a long-term relationship, and what I discovered, how unexpected my feelings were, how light my heart was, and kind of the realization that I've been dulling my own shine for a while now. Often when life changes and it's on our, like, because of us. So for me, moving for school, you know, financially, I'm not contributing the way I used to be able to because I don't work full time. All of these things, we don't realize that we're making sacrifices, right? But we also are holding a lot of blame and shame and guilt for not being where we think we should be for our partner, for ourselves, to tell our mom and dad about it, whatever the case may be. And something that traveling and water does for me, those two things, is bring me clarity in every single area of my life. It's magical. It's what it does for me. I say that if you're standing in the forest around the redwood trees, you can't really see what excuses you're making for people. You can't really see how you're dulling your own shine to bring other people out of darkness. But when you take a step away, you travel, you're still with the water, with the ocean. It's like the rose-colored glasses come off. It's not an easy thing to sit with, I have to tell you. Ireland brought up a lot of feelings for me that I didn't know were that I was struggling with. I didn't know that I'd kind of lost myself. I mean, how often do we find ourselves in situations where we must choose between our own well-being and someone else's happiness? The masks we wear in different situations. If we prioritize our well-being, it's occasionally misconstrued as selfishness. However, it's necessary to endure the clouds of uncertainties and be questioned for being yourself. Or is it? I think society has laid out a map for us to follow, right? The paved road versus the dirt road. And if you go off that road in your generation, it's lonely, it's confusing, it's isolating. And for me, that looks very different. I am on the dirt road and then off on a walking trail. Like, I am so far removed from the main path, not because of my choices I've made in my life, because how I choose to live my life, which are a direct reflection of the choices I've made, right? With that being said, I'm the 1% of the population that is stupid happy. I am so happy. I don't have bad days. I have hard moments. I have confusing moments. I have tears. I'm very much human, but I don't worry about what I don't know. I don't, you know, let my mind, my monkey mind go out of control to create stories. I don't do any of that. So when all of this kind of heaviness came to the surface in Ireland, I was so confused. Now, I started off my trip with somebody that I didn't know. We met on an airplane once, and you're like, Shauna, why would you do that? And it's me, you guys. Like, Cam says I can go out to the mailbox and meet somebody. Like, it's just who I am. Speaking of mailbox, when I was leaving San Diego, our mail carrier changed, and I met this woman as we were packing up the U-Haul, and she literally invited me to her birthday this weekend. That is how amazing people are. Just be curious. Just smile. It's so, 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 so eye-opening to see how we aren't very different. The world, the people in this world are essentially the same, whether a person's from America, Japan, Thailand. People just want to be happy, to be safe, to spend time with friends, to love, to enjoy life. And at home, we often tend to judge people right away, the way they look, their phone, their style, their posture, their job. But if you go somewhere with the thought that you're going to make judgments on people or you just can't help yourself, then that's some inner work you need to do. Or when people are vegan, pescatarian, whatever they are, like, why does that require you to judge them? It doesn't. But when you're on the road and you're traveling and you're with all types of people, your desire to connect and build friendships trumps everything. You don't judge and you shine brighter. So again, for me, traveling is where I find myself, where things come to light and I'm like, oh shit, I didn't even realize that. And so I spent the first part of this trip with somebody I didn't really know. And it's hard to truly be yourself if you're not around the right company and you don't feel like you have a safe space to be yourself. Or maybe if that person, their choices don't align with your values or beliefs or whatever the case may be. Maybe they're out just having sex every night and drinking and you're like, wow, I'm here to walk in nature and I don't drink. Those are two really big extremes, right? But often we try to make excuses for people so they fit the mold of like, okay, this could be a friend. This is okay. Maybe this is me. And I have to tell you guys something. If you feel off about something, some kind of friendship, relationship, interaction with somebody, it's not by accident that you feel that way. It's a chance for you to expand your mind, tear down barriers, toss out your judgments, but then look at yourself. Like, are you judging them? Are you creating expectations? Or is it really a heavy situation? Do they give you a lot of negative vibes, negative energy? As a very, very, the happiest person I know is me, I have to tell you that it's sometimes hard not to be a sponge for people. Consider the moments when we consciously or unconsciously dim our own light. We compromise our authenticity or suppress our true selves to please others. Now, I stopped doing that years ago, but do I still catch myself doing it when I travel or when I am by the water? Yeah, because I'm typically reflecting on my day-to-day life. When you're in the forest every single day, you don't see how big the trees are. You don't see the excuses you're making for other people. You miss the part where you're like looking for somebody's potential. You're looking at their potential and not what they're actually showing you. So in deep reflection, whatever that looks like for you, maybe it's journaling, maybe it's traveling, maybe it's, you know, whatever it is, it prompts us to think about the choices we make, who we surround ourselves with, where we prioritize the happiness of those around us, and if it's at the expense of our own shine, our own radiance. Because when you shine as bright as me, it's really, really easy to try to take a little bit of my light. And here's the thing. I believe that there's more good in the world than bad. I also believe that if I get a feeling about you that's not so positive, instead of going in a deep rabbit hole of assuming a lot of things about you or judging you or trying to make excuses for your childhood, I just realize I don't want to spend more time with you. And I think that's a fair thing to do. You do you, I do me, whoever you are. That's fine. Not everybody is your cup of tea. Not everybody is your five closest people. And it's so essential. It's so vital to recognize that not everyone deserves your time and energy. And when you do hold space for many people and you are a sponge, let me tell you, have you ever had a sponge in your kitchen and it just sits under running water and it's saturated and heavy? Doesn't do its job quite well, doesn't perform the same, isn't as vibrant as it was when you just used it gently and put it back in the container on the corner of the sink. Think about that. So there's people out there that will drain your energy and actually attempt to manipulate you for their own personal gain. When you're a good person, you actually are just so much easier to take advantage of. Even if you know consciously that like they're trying to do it, they're trying to like something's off, it's harder to act on that. So to be honest with you, the first couple of days in Ireland were eye-opening to me. I got a lot of time in nature, a lot of time by myself, and I was also ready to be alone. So as I headed from Cliffs of Moher, went to Limerick, outside of Limerick, I went to Bunratty Castle, super cool castle with a lot of tiny villages. It was very an Irish town. Cliffs of Moher was great. I stayed in Doolin and then went up to Galway. It was unreal the weather we had, like 4 days of sunshine. And I don't think that was by accident. Like I talked to a few locals and they said they've never seen sunshine on St. Patrick's Day. I was there and some part of me feels like I was a part of the sunshine. And there was a reason the heavens were opening, the light was gleaming through. It was a moment, lots of moments of reflection for me. And I think there's so much power in that. It's not by accident when things happen. So taking charge of your own joy and happiness involves recognizing when it's time to say farewell to those who are actually making your life a little harder, a little bit more heavy with their own shit, right? We all have our own shit. It's okay. But their shit doesn't need to be your shit. Draw the line. Boundaries are for you. Limits are for them. Know the difference. And so when I got back to Dublin, I felt light. I felt like me. I felt ready to meet new people. Because truly, you guys, everything and everyone has something to teach you. You just have to be willing to listen. And as you let your light shine, you unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. So I met up with this wonderful group of people, a group of 20 people that I've never met in my whole life. And the amount of love and joy, like it brings tears to my eyes. They were the happiest group of people I have ever been around in my whole life. That says a lot. I've traveled a lot. It's hard to find happiness. It's hard to find true, authentic joy in the masses. And so it wasn't alcohol. This was before alcohol. They just loved what they did. Their company culture was unmatched. Their love for one another, like, hey, I got your back. Like, I want to see you succeed. You didn't know where anybody stood in the company. They just were humble. And it's a family-owned business that has created a company culture that I dream of having one day when I open my own naturopathic business. But as I was able to step back and watch these people flourish and love their life so much, and I look at the pictures of me with these people, and I've never seen a glow come off of me like I did that day. And it was St. Paddy's Day, my favorite holiday. It made me feel some sort of way though, because I'm like, where has that shine been? Where has that light been? I do believe you are the combination of the five people you spend the most time with. And when you love somebody, often you take on what they're going through. And if you don't step away and stay centered and aware of what you need, it's really hard to come back to baseline. And it's really easy to go where they've gone. And without judgment, you have to see that people have to do the work themselves. It's our birthright to live in full bloom, full expression of who we are. To have a positive relationship with money. To have confidence that things are always working out for me. To wake up and look up and feel alive. I listened to a podcast when I was walking around Dublin by myself and I heard... it was the Book of Joy, I'm sorry, with the Dalai Lama and the Archbishop, and it's on Audible, and I was listening to it, and it said, some people are broke, and those broke people woke up today, and some people are billionaires. Some of those billionaires didn't wake up today. Which would you rather be? And I busted out laughing. I said, I'd rather be broke and here every day. So What do you prioritize and why? Did you grow up really poor so money matters so much to you? Did you grow up with nothing so things mean everything to you? Have you tried meeting new people? Have you tried giving? Have you tried just being grateful that you woke up today? That you had a cold, clean glass of water? If you let your colors blaze brightly, you may be perceived as too much by some. And that's why I say to Cam sometimes, I'm like, hey, I know I'm a lot. Like I say I'm weirdly happy, and it's not weird. I choose that level of happy. I choose that level of gratitude. But if we purposely spend our time with people who are diluting who we are, we deny ourselves the birthright that we have to live in full bloom. We've all seen flowers before they get water and fed, right? We've all seen them at night curl up and the plants, you know, go to sleep. Have you seen a cherry blossom in full expression? This was the universe aligning things for me again when I was walking around Dublin. There's usually 2 weeks of cherry blossoms there, and it's in April or May, but we had this warm weather. And cherry blossoms represent renewal, reincarnation, a reset, all these beautiful shifts in your life. I didn't know that at the moment. I just stopped to look at the tree. And there's this woman, and she was probably my height, a little bit smaller, petite, long black coat, red lipstick, short hair, and a smile that just like shot through your soul. Like, oh my God, I got to know this person. And she looked up at the tree. She's like, beautiful, isn't it? I said, it is. Within 5 minutes, I had tears in my eyes talking to her about anything and everything you can imagine. Like, I'd known her my whole life. And she said, why don't we go get some tea? 3 hours later, Jacqueline and I have a lifelong friendship because we both stopped to smell the cherry blossom, to admire its beauty, and to believe in the reset and renewal of our lives. Now, I was on my way to St. Patty's Cathedral, and most of my life I've been on the way to somewhere. I've always had a destination, but I realized the getting there isn't where you want to be. It's the steps to get there that teach you everything you need to know about your life. So when I crossed that road and I saw that tree, that wasn't on the agenda, but there it was. And there she was. And there's a lifelong friendship right there. We connected on so many levels. She just turned 60 last month. The woman didn't look a day over 45. When you love your life, I tell you, you may have a few more wrinkles around your cheeks, but you glow in a different way. And I'm so excited to live the next 30 years even better than I've lived these first 30. So in being alone, walking around Dublin, being around this group of people that loved their life, I got to thinking, my time and energy has been consumed in bringing other people out of their darkness. And because of that, I get put on the back burner. And these people, because they were so genuine, they held space for me to be who I was. And it wasn't like I was just talking about myself. I just felt unapologetically me. I was just celebrating life. You are destined to be surrounded by people who add to your light, who help you shine brighter, and who assist you in becoming your true self. Let me say that again. You are destined to be surrounded by people who add to your light. It's a ripple effect. It's 6 times removed. Like, I interact with one person, it's going all the way down the line. You don't have to know it to believe it. And you're so unique and magnificent just the way you are. Imagine your inner light as a beacon, a source of positivity that has the power to dispel any darkness and illuminate your path and those around you. But if you prioritize bringing other people out of darkness, you are letting them dull your own shine. And I know it's because you care. Some of you are like, Shauna, but it's my mom. It's Shauna, it's my husband. Shauna, it's my kids. What do I do? Step out of the forest. Ask yourself if you're trying to make them who you want them to be for you. I'm so guilty of focusing on people's potential. I'm so guilty of seeing the light in somebody that they don't see. And here's the thing, it's not your job. It's not your lifelong purpose to just bring everybody out of darkness into light. It's your job to be the light. It's your job to model. Don't mirror, model. Show them in your actions, in your words, in everything you do, how powerful it is to shine your light so bright, to give and have gratitude and love unconditionally. It's not easy to reflect and think you might be with the wrong person. You might have the wrong group of friends. You might have given your mom or dad too much time and energy. You might care too much what Grandma Susie thinks. But if you're looking for a real hard, like, oh shit moment, I want you to think if today was your last day, how bright did you shine? How are people going to remember you? I say to myself, what are people going to say at my funeral? And it makes me cry because I'm like, I know that I've spent 33 years becoming my best self to make other people's lives better. I also know that I'm in this season of life where I'm feeling heavy. Things are changing. And now that I stepped out of the forest and looked at the whole picture, I have to realign with my values. I have to look at my beliefs. I have to see if they align fully with who I'm becoming and who I'm surrounding myself with. It's so easy to ignore what we don't want to see. I called my girlfriend crying in Ireland. And I was like, what's happening? Hour and a half later, she's my neutral ground. It's important that you have friends. It's important that you have people to call that you can trust. A lot of my life I spent being that person, and I realized when I had a tough time and I need somebody to talk to, I didn't have anybody. So in my 30s, my goal still through all of my 30s is to create those connections and I can have people to call. So Jacqueline at the Cherry Blossom Tree, lifelong mentor. She has a relationship that she's been in for 14 years, long distance. She lives in Ireland. He lives in Turkey. It works for them. They had the most magical meeting. It was literally eye contact while she was traveling to visit her sister. There are no accidents in your life. There's signs and signals and information being sent to you all the time. If you don't calm down your monkey mind and you don't sit still with your thoughts and let feelings come up, cry, cleanse your soul, you will miss every single sign. At some point, you'll see it, but it's probably going to be too late if you don't work on yourself now. We often convince ourselves that life will be better after we get married, have a baby, have the house, the 401k, and then we're frustrated that our kids are driving us nuts. They're not old enough yet. We'll be more content when they're 18. New worries come with that. And then after that, we're frustrated that we have teenagers to deal with. Holy moly. We'll certainly be happy when they're out of that stage. We tell ourselves that our life will be complete when our partner gets his or her act together, gets the promotion at work, when we get a nicer car, when we can go on that holiday vacation, or when we retire. The truth is, there's no better time to be happy and grateful than right now. Because if not now, when? Your life will always be filled with challenges, but a new dollar amount in your bank account is not going to make you more grateful. If you can't be grateful with 3 pennies, you will not be grateful for 3 million. So it's best to admit this to yourself. Decide to be happy anyway. You are not your diagnosis. You are not your situation. You are not the dollar amount in your bank account. You are you. And there's a quote from Alfred Souza, and he said, "For a long time, it seemed to me that life was about to begin, real life. But there was always some obstacle in the way, something to be gotten through first, some unfinished business, time to be served, a debt to be paid. Then life would begin. At last, it dawned on me that these obstacles were my life. This perspective has helped me see that there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. You create it. You cannot be somebody else's happiness. You can only model what happiness is, what joy is, what gratitude is, what love is. I'm told by this big group of people that I have this warm, loving, innately beautiful way of connecting with people. I call myself a human soul magnet. I truly feel that way, but I've created that. So treasure every moment that you have, and treasure it more because you shared it with someone special, special enough to spend your time. And remember that time waits for no one. The debt doesn't need to be paid. The promotion doesn't need to happen. The kids don't need to grow up for you to start living fully, unapologetically, authentically you. So stop waiting till you lose 10 pounds, till you gain 10 pounds, till you have kids, till the kids leave the house, till you start work, till you retire, till you get married. You're running to the end of your life. Until Friday night, until the divorce, until Sunday morning, until you get a new car, till your home is paid off, until spring, until summer, until winter, until your song comes on, until you've had a glass of wine. What are you waiting for? Who's dulling your shine, and why are you letting them? The journey to happiness is created within you. So I want to offer you a chance to work like you don't need money. Do what you love in service of others. It will never feel like work. Love like you've never been hurt. Be vulnerable. Be you. You are worth knowing through and through. And dance like no one's watching. I tap dance with a 2-year-old in a puddle in Ireland, and I'm not sure that I've ever been more free. I love you. Remember, everyone has something to teach you. You just have to be willing to listen. Be kind. Give back. Drink your water, eat your veggies, smile.